This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and a spring training baseball of the Grapefruit League is coming to an end. Be over by this weekend. Everybody will be breaking camp and going out to play ball. So everybody's had a lot of fun. A lot of people in Florida right now. Spring break, too. And to the great radio stations we're on all across the country, thanks so very much for playing our show, as well as the people listening to us around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, we're on there as at the Captain's America. Our Twitter feed is at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us right now, a retired U.S. Air Force colonel and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, we have Colonel Jim Warshak. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
How about we say the pledge? You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United
States
of America, and to the republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God
indivisible
with liberty
and justice.
For all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we had this horrible shooting in Boulder. I am not going to mention the name of the suspect, but I am going to say that all the mainstream, lamestream liberal media and a whole bunch of Democratic pundits got out there and said, oh, look, it's a white guy they're taking off. It's got to be a white supremacist. And they played with that for a whole day until we found out later that day and early the next morning that this guy was a Syrian.
Yeah, absolutely, and a supporter of ISIS, and his social media accounts basically showed, you know, all his positions and his stances on radical Islamic terrorism, and it pretty much revealed who he was. And now they're all running in different directions or being quiet about, but that was expected. You know, they're looking constantly for a mass shooting so that they can once again, and they've been doing it. There are multiple bills in Congress, both the House and Senate on gun control to tighten it up. And this is how the left works. And I'll say it. There are a lot of people, including myself, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, who really believe that the ends justify the means for them, and they will provoke or somehow convince behind the scenes someone to go do something of this nature. And, you know, it always seems when they're ready to do something on gun control, there's a mass shooting somewhere. So, you know, keep that in the back of your mind. What's at play here?
Yeah, and the blue check marks, by the way, are 0 for 2. This includes the shooting in Atlanta where they tried to mislabel that one as well.
Yeah, and also on this one, and I know you're aware of it, that this individual was on the FBI's watch list. So
yes, he was. And they're also, and without giving up any further details, they're also looking for a second person of interest.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So this has played in very interestingly with the gun control bills that are up in both houses of Congress.
Yeah, and we need to talk about that because right away, President Joe Biden called for a national assault weapons ban. Here we go again with the assault weapons. In the wake of the two violent shooting incidents last week, he also said that if that doesn't happen, then he's prepared to do executive action. Well, be careful what you wish for, there, Mr. President.
Exactly, and you know, we all know how Biden is operating. So, you know, he's given his talking points and he goes out there and he says that, but there's been a lot of other Democrats who have been out there talking all about it. And I heard multiple discussions over the last day or so. And just as you said, they get into the term assault weapon and they get into all the other nomenclature that they use. You know, they get up into the tactical assault, you know, the way the weapon is designed and built, mm-hmm. it's a semi-automatic rifle, no different than the hunting rifle. Everything else is just cosmetics.
That's right. And just because it looks like a military-issue weapon doesn't mean it is, because it's not.
And you know, they use the term AR, which they say means assault rifle. No, it's not. It's the name of the company that originally designed the weapon, and they use everything. It's all hype. It's all dramatics. It's all done to cause people to say, "Yeah, we need to do that. We need to get rid of guns," and that's how they sell it. They've been doing it for years. We know. You and I certainly know.
Yeah.
What's at stake here? You know, and they're going to go after large capacity magazines and everything else. And this is their template that they use, and the American people know better. And if Joe Biden has to do an executive order, as you said, watch out.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with Colonel Jim Warshak and also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Yeah, we got some political questions in there, but we got a couple more things to cover before we get there. For example, I'm going to take another look at the Israeli election. And it looks like Benjamin Netanyahu has a slight lead with 85% of the vote in. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, little old Brookster from Brooke Talks America. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Remember, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a brand new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from all over the place, the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, and we even had a father drive all the way over here with his daughter's car from Arizona to trade it in, get a new car, and then take it to her where she was going to college at the University of Tampa. Holy smokes. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage. Upgrade your ride now. And remember, if you want to sell your vehicle, call Moss and take your vehicle up there to any one of the Nissan dealerships, and they will make you an offer. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors get a great deal. Also, Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, all available. And don't forget Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And you take a test drive in the hottest SUV in the market. That is the all-new Rogue. You are going to love it, love it, love it. Now, find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. When you do that, wait until you see how they take care of you. That opens the door wide open. All righty. Colonel Jim Warshak is with us, retired U.S. Air Force Colonel, Chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Hello, sir.
Hey, Matt.
We were talking during the break about this exercise going on, call it what you want, in the Suez Canal, where a massive cargo container ship from, its name is Evergreen, somehow or another, got blown by the wind. Here we go again. Blown by the wind and is now totally blocking the Suez Canal. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, neither am I. It just stinks of an effort to sabotage the traffic going through the Suez Canal, and we all know what goes through the Suez Canal and the purpose of the Suez Canal.
Yep.
To shorten the trip around Africa or going in the opposite direction. I've looked at the pictures. It's almost totally across the whole complete. I mean, you can never get a ship by it. It's the way it is at the choke point in the canal, and looking at some close pictures where it's part of it is up in the shallow water on the bank of the canal.
They ran it aground.
Mm-hmm. Yep, ran it aground. And it looks like it was deliberately done because just like the Panama Canal, the people who run the canal have been doing this for decades and decades and decades.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to do this kind of stuff. They know how to deal with water levels, environmental issues, all kinds of things, weather, when you're moving massive ships through the canal. To tell me that it blew aground, the wind did it, I'm not buying it.
Nope, and that's the excuse they're using. In the meantime, folks, watch for the price of oil to jump up because it's lowered itself by about $4 a barrel since Monday, and since last Friday, the wholesale price of gasoline is down 15 cents a gallon. So the Chinese have found a way to once again affect the world's economy. In my humble opinion, can't prove it, but it's pretty obvious to me. You don't take a ship that big and just suddenly have it blow off course and do a complete blockage of the Suez Canal of all places.
Yeah, exactly. This appears, you know, whether the Chinese are involved or whoever. It's a, I'm looking at some pictures where you have all these people in suits standing on the bridge of another ship discussing how they're going to fix this and how they're going to recover this ship. And I think it's all a show. And, how long this goes on will, and they're using it as a signal, you know, this is what happens when these kind of things occur. So, and the funny thing is I'm looking at these, there's four or five guys at the bridge of another ship looking on, might be a tugboat, in their suits with their masks on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about Israel. They had an election. Benjamin Netanyahu right now has a majority, razor thin majority, but he's two seats short of having a full majority. That could change with 85% of the vote in. He could pick up another couple of seats and have the majority he needs to be able to run. But I don't know, what's this, his fourth or fifth or sixth or whatever election?
Yeah, I think it's his fourth, and I've been watching this, and I have a good friend who is involved in covering Israeli politics. Seems to think that he'll come through in the end. Going into the election, they looked at him having a razor thin lead, but as we talked during the break, here's the deal in Israel. The Israelis were very comfortable under Donald Trump in that they trusted him, whether they liked him or not, they trusted him, and they played around a little, and, you know, we saw him remain in office, but previous elections were a little bit more challenging than this, but he still got through. Now the Israelis are scared with the Biden administration because they know the Biden administration is not as friendly and loyal, so to speak, to Israel. And I think they're looking at, well, maybe we better keep Netanyahu in here. We don't want to risk somebody else, especially someone more liberal minded. So, I'm of the belief he will come through on this.
Now, President Joe Biden is supposed to be having a press conference shortly. Is that correct?
That's what they say. I've been waiting for how many days now, or how many weeks, how many months?
63 days and counting.
63 days, and that's the question that's put before Jen Psaki. When is there going to be the first official? I look at it as we'll see it when we see it.
Well, here's my question for him. I'll run it by you. Mexico's president says the surge of illegals overwhelming the southern border is all Biden's fault.
Biden said America's borders are open.
Yep.
That is a huge statement. And let me tell you, that statement means more than just poor, impoverished people coming here to get a handout. You know, there's multiple levels of things going on. Yeah, there are people who do that, but they're being played, they're being used. The coyotes, the cartels, the drug dealers, the human traffickers are totally involved. They're making millions of dollars off this. You know, I watched a video, a documentary the other day showing the number of bodies rotting in the deserts of Mexico, people coming up because they couldn't deal with it and they just leave them there. Many, many kids who were on the process. I mean, this whole process, there's a pipeline coming up from South America, in Panama. There's a big choke point where they're coming through and the government of Panama is trying to deal with it. Donald Trump, when he was president, not only shut the border and it was down to virtually nothing. He made deals with the countries that these people are coming from or passing through, who also were enforcing their own borders to prevent this. Mm-hmm. And now Biden has opened the floodgates, and it's, mm-hmm. it's going to be a mess. And this in the end is going to be open for massive drug infusion, mm-hmm. human trafficking. The consequences of this are worse than most people could ever imagine.
Well, Colonel, I got about 30 seconds, and Kamala Harris is sparking outrage in the military for disregarding a longtime sign of respect to the military. They render a salute to you, you render a salute back, and she just doesn't get it.
It's absolutely disgusting. You know, I made a post last night on Facebook to a friend of mine, and I said, recollections of 1993 Bill Clinton administration where Dee Dee Myers, his press secretary, said, we don't salute people in the military in this administration. And she doesn't get it, and she should render the respect that comes with it and,
yep.
and deal with it.
All right, sir, we will talk to you the next week. You have yourself a great day, and we will see you soon, I hope.
Absolutely. Take care, Matt.
All right, Colonel Jim Warshick, Chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party and also retired United States Air Force. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
21-year-old Ahmad Alyssa has been charged with multiple counts of murder after his suspected rampage at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Monday. President Biden urged Congress to swiftly pass gun control laws, and he may write executive orders on his own. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert says Colorado already has some of the toughest gun laws in the country. And it's very unfortunate that their first knee-jerk reaction is to limit our ability to defend ourselves. End quote. The grocery store where the shooting took place is an anti-open carry, informing legally armed folks not to go into the store. North Korea conducted tests of short-range missiles last weekend as the new Biden administration continues to push for diplomatic engagements with Pyongyang. The official sought to downplay the implications of the tests, emphasizing to reporters that the administration does not view the tests as a major provocation. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And you hear Kyle Warren on the first hour of our program here on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Moss Nissan and the Tailgate Pro Entertainment, folks, because over the weekend, on Saturday, I'll be at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey at U.S. 19 and 54 from 12 noon to 3 p.m. for a big Moss Nissan March Mania tailgate event. Now, you're going to want to be there because the food is free. The big screen television will be turned on to the NCAA college tournament. Plenty of free food, plenty of free drinks. By the way, they're also going to be it's a family-friendly event. So they're going to have games there, like the cornhole game, a tiki toss game, giant Zynga, and yard pong all right there. Now, the folks at Tailgate Pro Entertainment do this sort of thing all the time for corporations and private tailgate parties. You'll see them every now and then in the parking lot over there at Raymond James Stadium when there's a Bucks game. Somebody will hire them to come in there and do the same thing and have a big old tailgate party. Now, remember that Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, I'm going to have coupons with me for $500 off a brand new Nissan vehicle or certified pre-owned. Whatever you buy, I'm going to have a coupon for $500. You'll be able to take it, go make your deal, hand the coupon, you get $500 off the price. It's that simple. So I'll see you Saturday from noon to 3 at Moss Nissan on U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. Now, one other little thing I want to tell you about. I haven't mentioned it a lot. Coming up in April, on April the 13th, down there at Mixon's Fruit Farm. It'll be the 13th birthday party of Tea Party Manatee. And I'll be there at the Master of Ceremonies at the Pavilion, which is out behind the Mixon Fruit Farm's event area there. And I'll be there for that. And don't forget, also, Sam Sorbo is going to be one of the special guests. Sam Sorbo. And, of course, she's the wife of Kevin Sorbo. And she is a radio person as well as an actress. She's also been in the movies and whatnot, television too, for that matter. So you'll be able to hear her. And we'll have some other people there as well. And as I said, I'll be the master of ceremonies. And I'll even have a thing or two to say myself. So can't go somewhere and not have something to say, right? There you go. All right. Well, joining us right now, the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. And, of course, Brandon Rimes has a afternoon show 4 to 5 on my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Cameron.
Now, I just talked about the Moss-Nissan event coming up on Saturday from noon to 3. Hopefully you'll be able to be there since it's just up the road from where you live.
Yeah, you know, I got to get to more of these events. You go out and do some great events. You do some public speaking. And I definitely want to be there to support you, my friend.
Well, that's what I'm doing today. I'll be over at the Rotary Club in Clearwater at the Bel Air Country Club. I've been invited by National Aviation Academy, one of my national sponsors, to go over there and speak to the group. And I said, sure, absolutely. When a sponsor wants you to do that, you do it, right?
Nice. Yeah. What are the topics going to be?
It's going to be about never giving up. Whatever your goals are, set your goals and go for the gusto. Don't give up.
Nice. I like that.
Well,
like
of course.
That. That's a good message.
Well, of course. And I'm spot on with that one, believe me when I tell you. All righty. And we're getting a message here. Let's see. Who is this? Oh, okay. This is from Jerry. She didn't tell me where she's coming from, but she said, my husband and I are moving to Florida, and I'm so glad we found your radio show. Well, thank you, Jerry, with an I, G-E-R-I. All right, thank you very much. And we're getting a lot of comments tonight about what we've been talking about. Now, first of all, you've heard Biden come out once again and use the word assault weapons.
Yeah.
And assault rifles. They call the AR an assault rifle. They don't realize that's the name of a gun company. And the only thing assaultable about the weapon, which usually is a .22 caliber, a .223, or a small caliber weapon, usually they're not military weapons. They make it sound like these people are out on the streets with military weapons. They're not. I've even heard him describe them as machine guns, which they're not.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, when we bring on Thomas King on our show from Florida Firearms Academy, he's got some really good statistics that he talks about. But, you know, just in general speaking, I mean, you know, these incidents are few and far between. And the media blows it up and makes it want to sound like it's a everyday occurrence. And, you know, if you look at the sheer numbers, you know, more people die from a lot of other things than they do from gunfire.
Yeah, the Kingster, he's finally paying attention to what I'm saying, I guess.
Yeah.
He used to get a lot of his information from me because he'd ask me what I was hearing.
Yeah. Yeah, and you keep your ear to the ground. You know, you got your ear to the ground pretty well, and you're tied into a lot of the D.C. crowd and, you know, of course, the good side of the crowd. But, yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, they want to come after our right to defend ourselves whenever there's, you know, a few Looney Tunes out there, and they don't want to address the real problem, which is, you know, it's the pills that are being circulated through, you know, the drug problem, the FDA, you know, allowing these drugs to be circulated. The video gaming industry that's promoting all types of bad stuff through some of their games like Grand Theft Auto. I mean, there's a lot more to blame than the guns and the manufacturers.
Well, because you're the consumer quarterback and you deal with a lot of complaints that people get, it's not just something that's done here locally. If someone were to call you that's listening to me right now from, say, Denver or Atlanta or California or Minnesota, you would take their call and you would try to help them by giving them the right information to straighten them out of their mess, right?
Yeah, lots of different areas too. You know, we have 50 different show partners from ranging from financial advice, CPAs, financial advisors, attorneys of all different types of categories, home services, and more. And essentially, we want to be that consumer advocate to help people understand their buying decisions and help make them, you know, more street smart, as we say, because a lot of times it's not about the book smarts. It's about, you know, being street smart and understanding the circumstances and the cards that have been dealt.
Well, sure. And just for the heck of it, what seems to be the number one thing that people complain about when they call you up? What's the problem they're having?
Well, now more and more there's these you know, it's clickbait, whatever you want to call it, clickbait, or even people will be texting over, emailing over links. And unfortunately, if you click the wrong link, they're going to take control of your machine, whether it's your computer, your phone, or your smart device, and they're going to take over control. So I've seen more and more of that. I've seen an uptick in that lately. And then there's also a fair amount of people that are getting scammed out of deposits when it comes to rentals. People are faking, you know, fake rentals out there, and they make it look like it's a really good deal, and people will mail a check to a deposit, a safety deposit, or a P.O. box, and they'll never see that deposit check again.
Yeah, and somebody sent our mutual friend Patrick Hyland an email yesterday. He called me up. He says, "Captain, I just got something from somebody that says if I do such and such and so and so, I'll get $50,000. That I'm the winner of $50,000." And I started to laugh. I'm sorry, but I said, "Patrick, I said there's no way in hell that's accurate."
Yeah, they're baiting people with these dreams and these wishes, you know, potentially to win money and, to, you know, oh, you're the winner of this, or you qualify for that, or Amazon's giving away this if you do that. Yeah, and some of the red flags are if they're asking for personal information, they're asking for money up front to unlock some type of a prize.
Yep.
And just, again, just be careful of any kind of link or unsolicited calls or text messages or emails like that.
Give us your website and how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can reach me multiple ways. You can call or text me at 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550, or consumerqb.com is our website. ConsumerQB, like quarterback, .com is our website. We'd love to talk to you.
All right, and listen, we appreciate you very much, and hopefully somebody was helped by what we talked about today. So you have yourself a great day, and maybe I'll see you tomorrow. If not, I'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Kevin. All right, Brandon Rimes, everybody, the consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com, the website. Kathy, take us a break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. Oh, Larry Elder, as they say in the radio world. And you hear him on a lot of these same stations, too. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big old box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And if you want to make an appointment, set up an appointment for service, you can call them at 941-922-2345. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their number again to call is 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Who knows, you might wind up with a free donut, specialty donut from the back room. They hide the good stuff back there, so you might wind up with something like that. Now, you know, I've been talking a lot about the gun debacle with what's going on here with the Democrats right away going, oh, we got to have an assault weapons ban, and Joe Biden jumping out there and jumping on the bandwagon. Again, get your terminology right, Joe.
and I've heard several politicians call them automatic rifles, machine guns. I heard somebody call it a machine gun again. I mean, that's not what these are. Okay? Now, what you need to do is you need to go out and do a little something different with your background checks. Now, I got a little problem with this guy, this Syrian, the Colorado mass shooting suspect. First of all, they've identified him as being 21 years old. That's number one. Number two, how many fat 21-year-olds that are balding do you know? Very few. All right, let's go right to the phone lines real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Oop, we lost the caller. Okay. But that's what's going on there. Okay? And right away, they jumped on the bandwagon. By they, I mean the progressives and the liberals and the mainstream media, using the term, well, the suspect was a white man, and he might have been a white supremacist, and they didn't even bother to wait for the facts. They just threw that out there. And a lot of them did it. CNN, for example, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, the usual cast of characters, they threw that out there. But they forgot the fact that the narrative came crashing down when the authorities announced the name of the suspect and said that he is a refugee from Syria that had him in this country since the age of 3. But his Facebook page, when people went and looked it up before they scrubbed it, showed him lamenting President Trump, who had won the 2016 election because of, quote, racism. He was an anti-Trumper, amongst other things. He posted Islamic prayers, accused Americans of being Islamophobic. And he also had stuff showing his support for ISIS. Now, I'm not telling you anything that's not public knowledge. But the thing of it is now we hear that through the course of investigation, they are looking for a second person of interest that he had been known to associate with. So the blue check marks, the boosters, as we want to call them today, the people on the progressive side of the aisle, are 0 for 2 when it comes to the gun stuff. And the tragedy of a 21-year-old on the docket for 10 counts of first-degree murder is not a suitable story. So the best narrative out of the bag is that the shooter was a right-wing extremist, but that's not true. That's not true. And a lot of people went out on a limb and said a lot of things, including Kamala Harris's niece. She went off the deep end. And the only reason we know that is because she's the niece of the vice president. But again, you got to be careful what you post. You got to be careful what you read. There's so much just bad information out there that gets put out there real quick because everybody's trying to be first and, oh, we're going to get the story. Look, I got this, I got that. Well, of course, Obama, in all of this, comes out and wants gun control. Of course, Dianne Feinstein revived her assault weapon ban with the same verbiage. And, of course, the Hollywood celebrities are all in for the gun ban. And then there's Kamala Harris's niece and what she did. Now, she also did one other little thing. Listen to this tweet. Violent white men are the greatest terrorist threat to America. Really? Really? Is that why this assailant went after the older white people first, killing them, and then if you weren't white, you didn't get shot. Is that right, Kamala Harris's niece? This is reverse racism, if you want to call it that. And then Twitter, instead of Twitter going in there and doing what they were supposed to do, they said, well, we're going to start vetting these posts that aren't right, and we're going to remove them. They let the verified leftists spread misinformation about the white man that committed the Colorado shooting. Again, it was not a white man. They got it all wrong. But, well, that's immaterial. I guess it's immaterial. So, in the meantime, we the people, know the truth, and they can't snowball us, even though there's some people out there right now saying, what's he talking about? The guy was white. We saw him. He was white. No, sorry. He was Syrian. He was an Arab. Brought over here as a young child. Now, North Korea also got in the game yesterday, a little bit late, but they got in the game. They launched a couple of short-range missiles. Just to let Joe Biden know they were there and stick it in his face. And again, there's going to be more of this because after Joe Biden falling three times, going up the steps to the airplane on the ramp, and after being lost on a tarmac, not knowing that he was supposed to get in a helicopter that was obviously parked there for him to get on, and instead headed towards cars that were off in the distance that you couldn't even see in the picture, the video, people are realizing that we have a president that's got some real trouble. So where are we going with all this? We need to wake up, folks. We need to wake up. You voted this guy in. You made a mistake. You need to understand that you can undo the mistake starting right now, right here, today, by getting involved with the people that can help you the most, and it's not Joe Biden and company. It's not. So think about that. As we come to the end of the program today. By the way, I look forward to seeing as many of you as can possibly make it today over there at the Rotary Club. I'm going to be at the Bel Air Country Club at 12 noon for lunch. The reception starts at 11. Hope to see you there. I'll be easy to spot because, see, I'm wearing a red, white, and blue shirt with my Captain's America ball cap. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather. Stay out of trouble if you can. See you tonight.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.